Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we have an exciting program, two events, which nurture body, mind, and spirit for everyone who's attending and involved, as well as helping our community. Today, we'll be talking in the first half of the program about Iron Chef Goes Coastal. This is the ninth year at the Seaside Convention Center for Iron Chef Goes Coastal. It's a benefit, a fundraiser for United Way. Everything is donated. It's an amazing experience. If you haven't been, this is something you definitely want to do this year. And that's happening on Tuesday, November 1st, next week. And in the second half of the program, we'll be talking about the Astor Street Opry Company's Be an Angel fundraiser on November 9th at the Lavelle Showroom in downtown Astoria, their third year. My guests in the studio are Jen Holland. Jen is the co-owner of Baked Alaska with her husband, Chef Chris Holland, and she's also the executive director of United Way. Hi, Jen.
Good morning.
I'm so glad to have you here. And then for the second half of the program, we have Chuck Meyer. He is on the board of the Astor Street Opry Company. Hi there, Chuck.
Good morning.
All right. I asked Chuck how he was, or I think Terry asked him how he was this morning. And what did you say, Chuck?
Vertical.
You said conscious and vertical.
Conscious and vertical.
Conscious,
yes.
And vertical.
Two good things to be at my age.
Anyway, okay, good. Well, I'm very happy you both are here. So, all right, Jen, first let's talk with you because you are the executive director of United Way, which congratulations for that. I know
Thank you.
A part-time position. However, you're juggling being a mother and Baked Alaska and all the good things you do in the community. Please tell the listening audience just a little bit about yourself, and then we'll talk about United Way.
Okay. Well, we have been in Astoria for 16 years. Chris and I found Astoria on our honeymoon and found a little cafe, and it evolved into Baked Alaska. Today, we seat over 200 people. We have a private, the Baked Alaska private annex just opened in February, and we're doing a lot of really fun events out of there too. So. And we have a daughter that goes to school here and takes dance, and we just love our community.
And she loves really good food. I've seen her eating at the restaurant, sitting by herself at a table and enjoying delicious food while her father is cooking. It's quite amazing.
Yes. She is not super picky, so.
Well, that's great. She has an international palate.
Yes.
Or something.
Yes.
So how did you get involved with United Way? And for those listeners who may not know, because we have so many wonderful nonprofits in this area, what is United Way?
United Way of Clatsop County we're a fundraising agency that supports, we have 13 partner agencies in Clatsop County that provide health and human services, a lot of kids programming, just critical programming in our community, and we help raise money to keep them in operation.
So you're a 501c3.
Yes.
So you receive grants. You have,
We run employer campaigns for our annual giving campaign that's going on right now. So people can make contributions through their workplace, through a payroll deduction. They can make a gift through our website. They can mail in a check to us. We receive a wonderful corporate contribution through Georgia Pacific's one of our main supporters, and a lot of other wonderful companies here that help cover our overhead so that everything raised through United Way through our employer, like a payroll deduction or annual giving, stays right here and flows through to our agencies.
So you have a website, which is clatsopunitedway.org.
Yes.
And you have a brand new video on that website.
We do. It's available on our Facebook page.
Oh, it's on your
right
Facebook
now.
Page. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so it's Clatsop, it's United Way Facebook, or
yes.
Clatsop County United Way?
Yes, United Way of Clatsop County on our Facebook page. And our board president this year is Justin Grafton, and he did an amazing job putting together this beautiful video showcasing, I guess, and telling the story of all of our agencies. So I welcome everyone to take a look.
And United Way, so when you give to United Way, and there are several ways you can do that. You have your fundraising going on right now, you have your campaign.
Yes.
That you work with employers and all that. And you also, people can go to the Iron Chef Goes Coastal, which
yes.
we'll talk about in just a second here, because that's an incredibly exciting and delicious event. But the agencies that you partner with, why don't we just tell folks who those are?
Oh, sure. We have the Astoria Armory. We have the Boy Scouts of America, Fort Clatsop District, Camp Kwanalong, Clatsop CASA Program, Clatsop Community Action, the Harbor, the Healing Circle with VOCA, and Helping Hands, Hope House, the Lighthouse for Kids, Lives in Transition, the Lunch Buddy Mentoring Program, and the Restoration House.
Wow. So when you give to United Way, you're helping all of these organizations, and the money stays right here locally.
Yes.
And you've been the executive director for just a very short time, and you're balancing that along with everything else. Tell me how that's working out for you.
I love it. I love it. It's the perfect place for me right now. So I just really appreciate to be able to serve in this capacity.
All right. And Iron Chef Goes Coastal is happening on Tuesday, November 1st at the Seaside Convention Center. That is a way to have an incredibly delicious and fun event and support United Way. What is Iron Chef Goes Coastal? This is your ninth year. What is it?
This is our ninth year. We have over 20 restaurants that participate in this event, and it really is this beautiful night of community. We have all of the restaurants donate appetizers or dessert for 600 guests. It's 100% donation of their time and product. So it's such an amazing gift. And you have the opportunity to go dine at all these different restaurants, and then you'll vote for your favorite. The top two, People's Choice, will compete in next year's Iron Chef. So the ones that won last year are competing this year. We have Iron Chef Jonathan Hoffman of the Chef's Table. He'll be defending his title. This is his third time up on stage. And we also welcoming to the stage for the first time, we have Fordinka from Drina Daisy. We have Jason Lancaster of the Cove restaurant over on the peninsula, and John Soa of Sweet Basil's down in Cannon Beach.
And Street 14 is also competing this year?
They'll be in the Savory.
In the Savory.
Yes.
Okay.
So they're competing for their chance to get up on stage next year.
All right. So let's talk about the actual evening, because when you buy your ticket, and the best way for people to buy tickets to Iron Chef, because I know you've sold out most of the reserve seating.
Correct.
But you still have some general admission tickets left, which is still incredible and great.
Wonderful. Yes.
And so how should people get tickets for this event?
They're available online at our website at KlatsupUnitedWay.org.
Mm-hmm. And what happens on Tuesday, November 1st? When does it start? And what I see a program here which looks just delicious and fun.
Yes. Patricia Riley put together this amazing program. And if you have reserved tickets, you get in at 5 o'clock. General admission gets in at 6. So once you enter into the main floor, around the perimeter will be all of the savory restaurants and desserts. So you try their appetizer, you vote for your favorite, and the live cooking competition will start around 6:30.
Okay, so that's when the chefs are you know,
they'll be teamed up. So they go up on stage and they'll draw knives and determine the two teams competing, and then the secret ingredient will be revealed. They'll have 1 hour to provide an appetizer, a super salad course, and an entree. All three courses must use that secret ingredient.
What have some of the past secret ingredients been?
Oh, we've had a whole variety, from shellfish to cheese, like Tillamook cheese 1 year. We have had carrots be the secret ingredient. Last year was squash. So we've had just a very seasonal. It's generally very seasonal. And Tim McDonald of Food Services of America is the one that procures that secret ingredient.
So, and I know the sponsors are U.S. Bank and Food Services of America and Samuel S. Johnson. I know Bessie Johnson's involved with this.
Yes, she's one of our judges
Senator.
This year.
Oh, she is.
Yes.
But the audience also, the audience judges, and then you have a panel of judges for the actual
for the competition part. And we do have an opportunity for one audience member to be a judge. They just bid, the highest bidder wins a spot up on stage to help determine the next Iron Chef.
And there's also a silent auction.
We have a wonderful silent auction that our silent auction committee members, Mary and Mary, they have been working so hard, along with all of our agencies, partnered up and put together these amazing staycation packages, all donated by, again, community-minded business members. And yes, we're just really, really fortunate.
Iron Chef is it national, international? Talk a little bit about the Iron Chef competition.
The concept of it is to challenge the chefs to use a secret ingredient in a timed competition where they have to use what's available to them to create a meal. Just basically, it's like a black box competition. So it's very popular. I mean, there's a whole TV series and show after it. Lots of different fundraising throughout the world. We've been lucky to do this for 9 years, and it's just grown into this cherished event here.
Well, there's so much talent on the coast,
so
and
much
we have
talent.
So much great, fresh, local food.
Yes.
What is it that you think the participants most enjoy, not only the chefs, but also the people who are attending?
Oh, I think that they just enjoy there's, again, so much wonderful food being presented by all of our participating restaurants. And it's just, again, that sense of community. When you're, the dining room table brings people together. So it's like this huge dining room table that we've brought 600 community members together to celebrate.
You also have video this year, right?
That's another. It's a multimedia event where we'll have live cameras that'll show. So if you're not up at the front watching, we have reserved tables for that. There's big screens throughout the whole event that will have kind of close-ups of what's going on. So you're not going to miss, not being right up. If you're not up at the front, you're going to see what's going on the whole evening. Our MCs this year, Tim McDonald, that I mentioned earlier, along with Chef Chris Olin. So he will also be an MC that night. So they'll be guiding you through the night play by play. So
if you want to experience some of the best food on the coast and watch chefs competing and vote for your favorite appetizers and desserts.
Yes. Might I be able to read off our participating restaurants this
Please
year?
Please do.
Okay. We have Newman's at 988. We have Fulio's, the Wayfair Restaurant, Bridgewater Bistro, Offspray Cafe, Pickled Fish, Street 14. We have Maggie's on the Prom, Silver Salmon, Fort George, Twisted Fish, and the Cannon Beach Hardware. They are all competing for their chance to win their spot up on stage next year. And then for dessert, we have Freeton Scoop, we have the Stephanie Inn, we have the Christian Culinary Center, we have Sweeter's Cones and Candy, and Three Cups Coffee, and then Sea Star Gelato won the title of Best Dessert Clatsop County last year, so they'll be defending their title as well.
It's going to be a delicious evening.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Again, there are new chefs every year. So if you haven't gotten your ticket, now, most reserved tickets are sold, although there are a few left. And definitely get your general admission ticket. And why don't you, again, tell people how they can get their tickets,
online
please.
At clatsopunitedway.org. And I might also mention one new addition this year. So each of the teams competing that are making the dishes for the judges, they make an additional set of plates that has been auctioned off before. This year, we're going to sell raffle tickets for that. So a chance to win that once-in-a-lifetime meal that's being prepared just one night only. So
that's new.
That's
great.
New this year. The raffle tickets will be $20, and there will only be 300 of them available. So you can buy as many opportunities or chances to win.
And I mentioned to you earlier, I asked you actually if children were coming. You said people who...
We do have a handful of those, kind of our budding chefs that are really interested in cooking competitions and food. So we do have a handful of really young adults that are coming to the event. So we encourage it.
So if you or someone you know loves food, well, gee, we all need food. Right. And if you love really delicious food, and if you want to get some cooking tips, and you want to support United Way, then Iron Chef Goes Coastal only once a year.
Just once a year.
This once-a-year event is happening on Tuesday, November 1st, next year. Next week.
A week from yesterday.
A week from yesterday, indeed. So you can get your tickets online, and there may be a few tickets at the door, but mostly this sells out, so it's really a great idea to
we
get them in advance.
We have more advanced sales than we've ever had, so
good.
I would just encourage people to get them in advance.
Okay. Jen, thank you so much for being here today, and I can see
you're
excited.
Thank you for having us, and I just really appreciate the opportunity, and I just want to say thank you to our amazing team. It takes so many people to put this together, so I just wanted to kind of give them a public thank you as well. There's too many to mention, but it really is an incredible operation.
So. This community runs on volunteers, this county, this coastal area we're so fortunate to live in.
We are.
Thank you so much, Jen, and congratulations. I mean, the executive director of United
Thank
Way.
Thank you.
Yay. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and we have a split program today. The first half of this program, we've been talking about Iron Chef Goes Coastal. It's happening Tuesday, November 1st in Seaside at the Convention Center. You can get tickets online at clatsopunitedway.org. And it's an incredible event where you can eat delicious food, support our local Chefs and Restaurants and United Way. We are now going to shift gears and talk to Chuck Meyer, who was on the board of the Astor Street Opry Company. So you can go next week to Iron Chef and you can experience deliciousness on many different levels. And then the following week, on November 9th, you can go to the Astor Street Opry Company Be an Angel fundraiser. And Chuck Meyer, let's talk about who you are first before we start talking about Astor Street Opry Company.
I'm a retired local business person and been involved with the Astor Street for a long time. And once I was unemployed, I said, and I've been on the board for about 8 years, set up the fundraising committee 3 years ago, and been involved with the theater for probably 20-some-odd years because our son was in it for 12, ended up being crook for the last 3 or 4 years he was in it. So it's a nice way to spend time in the community and support a really good local asset.
Well, so you don't act in the plays yourself. You're not up on stage in Scrooge or Shanghai, or are you?
Just once I got Shanghai. I swore for years I would never get on stage. And believe me, folks, you don't want to think of what I look like with a blonde wig and a skirt.
Okay, yes.
After Shanghai, every other year they do topsy-turvy where the guys play the girls and the girls play the guys. And I was one of the ugliest sisters you'd ever want to see, and I'm never going to do that again.
Okay.
God.
All right. Well, so, Chuck, we know you had Complete Photographer, which was an amazing business here in Astoria for many, many years, and that Sarah has Sarah's old photos, and she has a lot of great photos of this area.
Right.
And Astor Street Opry Company, for those folks who may not be familiar with it, what is Astor Street Opry Company?
Astor Street Opry Company actually started off as a class college project at Classic Community College with Dr. Dale Corbett, who was the instructor, and they was come up with a melodrama, and they put it on the first year, I think it was either 2 or 3 weekends, and they had some decent response, and then they put it on a shelf and said, well, that was interesting, and sometime later, 6 months or so later, some people involved said, gee, I wonder what happened if we tried that again. And, well, this is our 32nd year of answering that question. As far as we know, Shanghai and the Story is the longest continuously running melodrama in the United States. We're also in a state award for being a cultural treasure and also one from the nice mayor at the time. So we have been acknowledged as being something just nice to have around.
I always think if someone wants to understand Astoria and really be part of this community, that going to see Shanghai and Astoria, which is your centerpiece, I mean, that's what you do.
That's our 600-pound gorilla.
That's the 600-pound gorilla, okay. And that's July, August, and September. And seeing Shanghai and Astoria really gives you a flavor of what this community is all about. And and its history, you learn a lot in a very entertaining way. Children love it. You throw popcorn at the villain. It's great. But you've also expanded from just doing the melodrama. You have programs for children. In fact, you're the only option in this area in Astoria where young people can learn about theater, and you have ongoing programs. You have Scrooge coming up in December, right?
Right. Starts the 2nd of December and runs through the 18th, 2 Sunday matinees, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. But going back to kids, we do. We start with children as young as 5 years in our children's program, 5 to 12, and they have classes. Then we have our teen program, which runs year-round, where they have weekly classes where they learn to be directors, lighting, sound, and all the technical stuff that goes with how to have a theater program. So we go all the way from 5 to grandparents in age, and we have some families that have 3 generations at the same time in the same program. It's a family-friendly event all year long.
Yes, it's wonderful to go and see. I mean, I remember at one point, I mean, your local police officer or sheriff or a mayor, they're on stage.
District attorney.
Yes, district attorney, which is incredible. So and we know research has shown that theater is very empowering. It not only creates this great sense of community, but it also really builds confidence in young people and anyone who does it of any age, actually.
Well, I've got a personal thing. Our middle son was the shyest person in the whole world. He wouldn't even say hi to his school teachers until Judy got hold of him, got him involved in Shanghai. And he just blossomed from it. And he's still, to this day, he's living in Berlin, Germany. He's still using the same skills he learned on stage And I've seen that more times, but I mean, personally, it happened to us. And so we're open to anybody. Anybody wants to can come down, volunteer, and participate in the program, whether you want to be on stage, behind stage. I don't get on stage, but I work behind the screen, behind mm-hmm. the scenes. So we have openings for anybody, any age, that wants to come down and volunteer. And, yep, we do background checks. We're a community theater with kids and all this stuff, so we do have all the safety stuff involved. But anybody that wants to come down and volunteer, they can call our phone number, 325-6104, and leave their information. We'll get back to them.
And Astor Street Opry Company has moved around for a while, but you actually now have a permanent home, but you're still raising funds because you need to make sure you keep the doors open and you keep the programs going, which is one reason why you're doing the fundraiser on November 9th. But how does Astor Street Opry Company function? How does it operate?
We're a nonprofit board, 501c3, so we're like a lot of other outfits in town. And our seven main programs during the year do generate a fair amount of income, but community theaters, I've never met a community theater that actually paid for itself. It depends on grants, fundraisers, kind donors, and tons of volunteers. We have somewhere around 250 volunteers, without which our doors would be closed tomorrow. I'm sure KMUN operates a similar way. No volunteers, no program.
When did you move into the building where you are currently are on Bond Street?
See, 5 or 6 years, I forget. We rehabbed a former laundromat and Maytag store and turned it into a theater. And nice thing about our building, and one of the main, there's no posts in it. It's a box, so there's nothing. So no matter where you're sitting in the theater, you can see the stage without having to look around a corner and see anything. So It's actually quite a nice.
It's a great space, and it's so much fun. So let's talk about this Be an Angel fundraiser, because you need to have money to continue the programs and have that theater open to everyone. And so on Wednesday, November 9th, what's going to happen, and where's it going to happen?
Excuse me. It's the old Lovell Auto Showroom on 14th Street between Duane and Exchange.
It's the Fort George is in that building.
Right, it's on mm-hmm. I forget which direction, east, west end, it's 14th Street end of the building. And Jack Harris and Chris Nemlowell, Fort George is hosting us, which means they donated a space for us, which saves us about $500 to $700 right off the top, so we don't have to rent a space. So they're really nice guys. We love them. And your $25 ticket will get you pizza dinner from their wood-fired pizza ovens right upstairs. No cold pizza being hauled in from someplace. They're cooking it for us. Salad and a coupon for one of their brews, whether it's soda pop or beer. So you're getting a dinner out of this. And other we have some other great sponsors. And Chris mentioned earlier to Senator Johnson. That lady shows up everywhere, but she's also going to be at our place with a checkbook in hand and helping us raise. Last year, she helped us raise $7,500 cash just by walking through the door. We're really quite fond of her. Willis L. Van Dusen, Van Dusen Beverages is another great sponsor. He's donated some cash. So hopefully, everything we've raised at this event will be going towards supporting our programs over the year instead of paying bills for the event.
And it's a really fun event with live and silent auctions.
We get live and silent auctions, and I go around and raise most of this stuff, and I'm really impressed with the local business community, including the lady's husband who's sitting next to me who's donated. I walk in the door, they know what I want, and almost every one of them says, okay, what is it this year, Meyer? And I walk out with something in my hand, and what I'm trying to differentiate ours from some of the others. I've been going to these auctions for years, and you always come home with stuff. Well, I'm trying to orient ours towards events. You come to ours, we've got zip line. You can hop on a zip line. We have several, which is my favorite one, is a hotel and dinner package. And I bought one for the Canary Pier Hotel, which I can see from my living room window. And Sarah and I had a great time with it, a night out last year. And so I'm trying to come up with things that you don't have to take home and dust.
I love that. And we have art lessons, you have hotel stays, you have be a DJ, you have three credit college course and a lot more. So where can people get tickets for the Astor Street Opry Company Be an Angel fundraiser event at Fort George in the Lovell Showroom? Where can they get their tickets?
Holly McCone's holding a good stack of them down on Commercial Street.
Okay.
And you go online at 503-325-6104. And I think, I'm not positive, but you can go to our website, of the AstorStreetOperaCompany.com and find a donation and the tickets. But best place is probably Holly and McCone. You just walk through the door and pick them up.
Okay. And the doors open at 5:30. The live auction is at 6:30. I love going to that building. I love that. Just the popcorn, the old time. It's just such a great, again, a feeling of community. I mean, both of these events that are coming up are really marvelous. And this year, it's very special at Astor Street Opera Company because you are honoring
our longtime 30-plus year general manager, saint, whatever you want to call her, Judy Nyland, who was involved basically in the start of the Astor Street Opera Company and has been advertising, promotion, directing, acting, any role you can think of, fundraising for 30-plus years, finally looked around and said, hey, you know, I got a good crew working here now. I think I've got them trained well enough that I can step back. And she's recently picked up a family with a husband and a couple of kids. And she said, you know, I think I'd rather spend more time, a little more time with these than what I've been doing. And I think she has trained the people well enough that Astor Street, having been going for 32 years, will probably continue for a foreseeable future.
So another reason to go on November 9th is to honor
Judy Nyland, our longtime hero. Angel.
She is indeed. We only have a couple of minutes left, so I want to, Jen, any last thing you'd like to tell the listening audience about United Way or Iron Chef on Tuesday, November 1st at the CSEC?
Just to get their tickets in advance, and I just wanted to add that we love the Astor Street Opera Company, and Anna had an Olio performance where she was the sheriff in the kids' production, like when she was 4 years old. It was awesome.
Yes.
Still a highlight. I mean, she's still, you know, she remembers when still.
So powerful.
Wonderful
Peter,
memories
so powerful.
Made there, and
indeed,
that's a great
indeed.
Program.
Chuck, any last thing you'd like the listening audience to know?
A couple of things. One of the radio stations, Bridge down Seaside, has been a real, 94.9, has been a real sponsor and pusher for us. And State Congresswoman Debbie Boone's going to be there. But if you're a Bill Dodge fan, we're going to have three of his pieces, including Original Oil and two prints from Bill Dodge. So if you're a Bill Dodge fan, we've got three pieces of his, and including a stunning piece from one of my nephews from New York City who sent it, Mitch shipped it out to us. Randy Polumbo, look that up on a web sometime. You get more information. I was impressed, and he's my nephew. So
people,
lots of good artwork.
Okay, so for both of these events, it's best to get your tickets in advance.
Yes, sir.
Because
we have a limited number of seats.
Exactly, limited number of seats. So, and again, for Astor Street Opera Company, it's go to Holly McCone Jewelers, or you can call the ticket line at Astor Street Opera Company, which is 503-325-6104. For Iron Chef, you get your tickets online at ClatsipUnitedWay.org. But definitely, these two events, this is fall. This is the time when we celebrate our community in a way that we really can't in the summer when we're so darn busy with everything that's happening with the explosion of tourism, et cetera. So I encourage all of you to be an angel for the Astor Street Opera Company on November 9th and check out Iron Chef on November 1st. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank
all
you.
The great work you do in this community.
You do a great job, too.
Yes.
We all, it takes every one of us to create this amazing puzzle, it
yes.
doesn't? All right. So, Terry Wilson, what would we do without him?
Yeah,
I mean, he's
yeah.
an icon.
He's one keeping us in shape.
Can we clone you, Terry? I don't know. How would that be? If we
That'd
had
be kind
two
scary.
Of you.
What if I can be younger?
Clone a younger version of you? Okay, now that could be tricky. Anyway, so my gratitude to Terry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire, and also many thanks to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. So good for you. It's good for your body, good for your cells, good for your mind and spirit. And then focus on all the good things that are working well in your life. There will always be those things that don't go well. Focus on the things that are with gratitude. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth.